Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Wasting time.
Okay, we're going to get this party started. I have got a lot of responses of people that are very interested in the show today, and my guest, who is Carolyn Coolidge from, and she is going to do a lot of talking about some of her cool stuff with her soul's journey and her book. She does intuitive soul healing. She's really cool, so we're going to get to her in just a second. But you heard some music earlier, we played some good vibes, and we've got my guest ready to go. And if you're interested in finding out more information about the songs that one of my friends played, she is on tour, and you can check out her webpage at BethanyCaudill.com. And if you're interested in things with me that are going on, you can check out Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. We have some events coming up November 3rd and 4th. I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri, and then I'm going to go 3 hours away and be at the Soul Esteem Center for the Holistic Fair at 105 Progress Parkway in Maryland Heights, Missouri. So you can check out our schedules and see what we're up to and all that good stuff. My guest today, we're going to do a call-in number, which is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. I know one of the ladies is going to ask us a question in the chat room, second half probably. So we have a lot of good people interested in talking to us and all that, so that's exciting. So my guest, Carolyn Coolidge, you can check her out at intuitivesoulhealing.com. She is very cool. She's an intuitive energy healer, and she's been doing this for over 20 years, and she was trained at Columbia University in New York City as a clinical social worker and psychotherapist, and she knows the spiritual soul. She's got a book out and a workbook, which is really cool, called Honor Your Spirit, and so intuitive soul healing is really cool. She's done a lot of fairs and book signings and awesome things in a clinic, and she's worked with different clients and done some stuff with research, and she has a lot of private work in energy healing, removing blocks, and counseling, and her awakening happened over 25 years ago, and I am just really impressed with Carolyn because she's got such a very good background, and she's keeping herself busy. She's been on a panel talking with people at the Conscious Life Expo. She's a great speaker, and she's even got some video of her energy healing on her page. So check out her webpage at intuitivesoulhealing.com. I'm excited about the Honor Your Spirit workbook that she has out, too. So we're going to talk to her about that and see what all she's been up to. So, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. I see we've got some people coming in, callers. That's great. We'll get to them. And you can also join in the chat room as well. So we're going to bring Carolyn live and see what she's up to. How are you doing today, Carolyn?
I'm doing great. I'm doing very well. I went to the gym this morning, which is exciting because I'm trying to order the mind, body,
awesome.
Spirit. So I know. I haven't gone in a long time, so I just went. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. You're making your body feel good by going to the gym and, you know, getting all those things done that we need to do for our body in the morning by waking up and meditation and going to the gym and exercise and all the above. And even, you know, an important breakfast is always good in the morning, too. So I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I got a nice juice set up for me, raspberries and coconut milk and all this good stuff. And I figure I need to, before the New Year's resolutions come, let me start right now and get myself, you know, worshiping my body temple, because I'm having a lot of incredible downloads and information. So got to work on all three, mind, body, and spirit.
That's right, because mind, body, and spirit don't just work by themselves. They actually work together, which is what I tell a lot of people as well, like you do, which is really amazing. And so when we honor that and we're walking that path, and we do have to once we are on that journey and we're, you know, doing that for our clients, it's very important for us to be mindful of what we're doing as well. So I love how you said, well, I have my raspberries here and I'm ready to get started and I want to do it right now. That's wonderful. You're already on top of it.
Yes, yes, I do. I've been doing a lot of, especially since it's time of Halloween's coming tomorrow, so a lot of spirit activity. So I've been trying to really get myself centered by meditating and grounding, and then to, you know, eat well and to kind of eat the, you know, the earth stuff, which is like the pumpkins and squash and all that stuff. So we, like, I'm trying to like really tune into the earth cycles at this time and kind of worshiping and honoring them and kind of connecting it to my own body and mind. So.
There you go. That's really good.
Yeah.
It's very good to honor your mind, body, and spirit and really listen to, you know, get your body ready to tune into the spirits and see what they want to tell you, and to just be mindful of your intuition, your body, and to love yourself and just show your clients how to do the same. I love how you tie that all into your book, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, my book is really How to Honor Your Spirit and then How to Work with the Universe is my workbook. So I feel right now I've been having a lot of interesting experiences. I think we're moving, many people are moving up to the fifth dimension, meaning they're having interesting and different experiences, and we have to get all our qualities together. We have to know what we're here for, We have to, like, work on forgiveness. We have to start figuring out our mission and starting to do our mission and to honor it and respect it. And then we can help to help others on the planet and also clear our karma. So I've been getting a really clear information, like, it's time now. You know, we're moving into 2018. I think between 2017 and 2020, there's a big shift on the planet. It's been predicted for a while. And that's where you see a lot of the negativity coming up out in the world, because it's up to be cleared and to look at what's truth, you know, and what truth is honor and respect for all people. What's truth is kind of to, you know, live in the moment, which I teach mindfulness, and also to take care of your body vehicle and not fall prey to the, you know, manipulating advertising, the GMOs, the other things that are out there that you know inside that's wrong, but then you kind of like push it away. But I feel like it's time now. It's really time.
It is. It's really time to start waking up and seeing that we don't need GMOs. We don't need the negative things that, you know, a lot of people try to advertise and get you to do. You know, sometimes I'll go to a movie theater with my friend, and what I'll say to my friend is, you know, it's just good to eat beforehand. You know, we can have a really good healthy salad or a really good healthy, you know, snack on the way, and then we're full, so we don't fall for these things like the popcorn in the theater or, you know, all that stuff that they try to get you to go out and buy. And I've noticed that that's really, you know, happening there, because they try to do that to you. And they do on the TV as well. You know, they try to get you to come in and eat the stuff that has GMO or the stuff that's, you know, not really good for you. So that's a really good way to kind of avoid it, is find your favorite healthy food restaurant beforehand and grab you something to eat and then go.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because then you're actually, like you were saying, like, you know, honoring your body temple, which I think is really important, because sometimes when, and I've fallen victim to that, you know, I'm on the go, I'm running around doing 10 different types of jobs, healings, readings, working at a clinic, a mental health clinic, and it's easy to just grab a snack. I work in a hospital on call at times in the ER, and just grab the, you know, the little bit of the pizza that's sitting there, but then after a while, you know, you have to pay the price. You know, you have, like, health problems, bloating, this and that, you know, swelling, and then you have to go to the doctor, and all that's taking you off your path. So I've been trying to move more to center. But also, like what you were saying, is a lot of this stuff is feeding our distractions, you know, and the GMOs,
yes.
Like, God, we don't know what it's doing to us inside, or, you know, killing, you know, violently killing animals. You know, and then people are absorbing that food. I think if people can, you know, eat meat if they want. You know, I still eat meat, but I tend to only eat a little bit. But it, all that stuff kind of is like, I'm absorbing the energy. So as we move to the fifth dimension, some of us are having pockets of these feelings. We're going to be really more sensitive to what are we eating, what are we consuming, not just with our food, our palates, but with our thoughts, words, and deeds. You know, what are we putting out there? What are we creating? Because we are creative beings. As spirits, we are creators. So if we create, we need a clear palate. We need to have clear, concise ideas as to what we want to create. And we need to have our operating machine, so to speak, our body temple, on the same plane. So it's kind of an exciting time. But it's a time that we're being called to action. At least I've been called to action.
Yes. Well, I think that you just nailed it on the head, because one of the ways you can look at it is you like to look at the beautiful scenery that's outside. And, you know, this is a good time to talk about that, because the leaves are changing and they're pretty and they're all kinds of colors and everything else. And so if we are putting stuff into our bodies that isn't good for us, the scenery is going to look like you're looking out a dusty old window, or it's going to be really fogged up and you can't see those pretty colors. You can't see all the wonderful animals that are out there and everything like that. But when you start to take care of your body and you're mindful and you're doing things that are positive for your body, like you say, you know, drinking enough water, getting enough exercise, meditating, all those really cool things that, you know, even I think you talk about in your book as well, in the workbook, I know is just going to be amazing as well. But when we do those things, we really notice the difference in our perceptions and how we see things. We're not so fogged up and cloudy, you know. We have information and we're on it.
Oh, I agree, because I've been I'm going home for Thanksgiving, but for December, the Christmas week, I decided to go to a raw detox in San Diego. And it's based on the Essenes in the Bible, and I've been actually consciously for the last 2 months saving up the money to go. And basically, you eat raw, you meditate, you do yoga, and it's a week of introspections, like cleansing out before the new year. So that has been on my mind, and I think Spirit put that in my head. It's like, yeah, I need to, and I want to do some more detoxes. But when I go there, and actually that was rumored where Louise Hay went to, it was called Optimum Health Institute. She went there when she healed herself of cancer, because a lot of people see her there regularly. And she just kind of does, she doesn't go to the classes anymore, but she just kind of does when she was still alive. She just kind of did her own thing. But it's, and they do colonics there and enemas, but I really just do the eating raw, meditating, journaling, like, okay, what am I here for? And I haven't been in several years. I mean, honestly, I haven't been eating as consciously in several years, so I eat every, you know, once in a while, but I want to be more on it, and I haven't gone there in several years. I've been just swamped with work. But it's like, wait a minute, now, like, let's put it out there. Let's clear it up. And anytime I'm there and eating raw, oh, my God, I guess I have these incredible dreams. I have understandings of where I left my energy. I have clarity of thought and downloads about work and people and what am I really here for. So I totally agree that when your energy is clear, it doesn't fog up your energy field. You know, when your food is clear, it doesn't fog up your energy field. And I sleep better, I detox, I release, and then I feel renewed. And, you know, during for a new year coming up, it's coming up right around the corner, almost in November, it's great to have a renewal plan of, you know, what are my next steps? What am I going to do? You know, how am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to honor my spirit?
Exactly. And the new year is a perfect time to do that. I love how you're putting everything together and saying, you know, it's conscious. And when you were talking about work, the first thing that came up, you know, to me when you were saying that is what they're doing is they're showing you that you need to be working and be in that conscious mind and not just go, okay, let's grab something from somewhere and it's, you know, shall we say fast food. The fast food should be more, you know, like vegetables that we can eat and nuts and berries and things that are a lot easier to consume where you're not bloated and inflamed and all that good stuff, because when you do that, you're so much more clear. I have something that, you know, I will, you know, use in the morning. I'll take my vitamins and then I'll, you know, make sure there's greens and all kinds of other berries and good stuff in my diet, even if I'm just, you know, drinking a really fast smoothie. And then I feel really rejuvenated to get started and do readings. I did that 2 days in a row just this last week. Like, well, you can grab something really fast, but then you're going to find your energy is going to crash while you're trying to do readings. I love just being up positive and healthy and ready to go because the information just flows so good. So that's, you know, what you're doing with all this work and having that. You can have resources around you as you go.
Right, and I like that because today I got a Bohemian raspberry smoothie. Coconut oil, bananas, raspberries, pitaya, pineapple, lemon juice. And,
nice.
It feels good, but what you mentioned in there and all, and what you were saying is basically is be conscious and be mindful. And I'm a mindfulness teacher, and that's another thing that pushed me back into it. It's like mindfulness eating, like you said, to be like, okay, are you going to go to McDonald's or are you going to just stop and, like, get some nuts and berries and put them in your bag to eat healthy? Because it accumulates. And I'm such a bad eater. I really am. And I've had periods of being raw for several years and vegetarian, but I'm just on the go. So that's my, you know, that's my Achilles heel. So now I'm going to be more mindful. Okay, what am I, like, stop. Think, what are you putting in your mouth? You know, what are you thinking about? You know, what are you speaking? You know, stop, pause.
Mm-hmm.
How are you responding to a traffic jam? You know, how are you responding to, are you observing the signs and synchronicities which are all around you? And I had some messages about health. I had some health crises that I was easily able to get over with my acupuncturist and herbs and stuff, but you get warnings all the time, you know. You know, as I get older, I'm getting, you know, older, and I have to be, you know, conscious. So I feel like being mindful is really important, and I teach mindfulness meditation, and I teach people to just, be still, you know, be present.
Absolutely.
You know, what is in the present? In the present is the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the more you stop and you live a more sacred life, like that, and meditating and taking, you know, care of yourself, then things start to transform. It's not always easy, but then when the rough time come in, at least you have some of your armor and some of the things in your toolbox, like meditation, eating well, prayer, journaling, taking time for self, you know. So it's all part of the whole thing about living a more conscious life.
That's so true. I met a woman when I was at this fair. It was cool. She was telling me a story about how she finally was able to live out her story in the right way by talking about it positively, because every time she talked about it negatively, something would happen, and how she changed it around. And I said, oh, that sounds like my story, that what I finally had to do was figure out how to get it all on paper and talk about how, you know, it transformed everything. This is the mindfulness, and how those things can still come up in your life, even though you're trying to live this positive life and be upbeat, we still have things that come in. And I said, you just go right back to that vibration to keep yourself, you know, that high. And she said, wow, that sounds like what I've been trying to do. I should write that down. And I thought, yeah, when we're learning that, like what you're teaching too, it's a very cool thing.
It is, yeah, it's very cool. And I like the fact that, you know, Spirit's giving me this information. I've been teaching it in a mental health clinic. I work for a major HMO in California, and I teach the mindfulness class, the mindfulness meditation and work, and then also, you know, Find Your Purpose class. I've created that, and I'm able to teach there. And I teach people to become their own, you know, self-healers, so become aware of their chakras and their energy field, to become aware of essential oils, which are really, you know, nature. That's, you know, flower essences.
Yes.
That can help you heal. And I'll put a shout out to this wonderful essential oils that I get. It's called earthangeloils.com, and Helen creates it. And
awesome.
And it's, oh my God, she has this thing called Courage, and there's a mixture of oils. She was a psychologist at a school, and then she started mixing oils. But what
I mix oils too. That sounds really cool.
Oh,
I'm going to have to check her out.
Yeah, she always has sales. She always sends me something extra. But my clients are stressed and anxious, having the panic attacks, coming into a mental health clinic, and I say, just smell this. I say, are you allergic? They're like, no. I say, are you sensitive to smell? They're like, not really. And they calm down right away just from nature, because the oils are so pure. But this is usually, they're supposed to be given a pill or given something else. So I love the fact that I'm incorporating them and inspiring people.
Yeah.
You know, working. Yeah, to do it, to be their own self-healers. What did we do before? We were stressed, and we went to the, you know, the grassy area and sat in the, you know, the flowers and smelled them and calmed ourselves down. And, and just being on the earth grounded us. And then opening ourselves up to the sun and the light opened our chakras. So these are natural parts that we need to incorporate in mental health. And that's why I put that stuff in my book.
Absolutely.
So people can, look at it differently. You do essential oils also?
What I love about what you just said, and I'm going to tell you about that too. It's funny because I just did that at our last fair. I do it at a lot of fairs I go to. What I love about everything you just said there, and it really resonates with me and what I do and how I believe and everything like that. I've seen so many go straight for the pill or straight for the drug or straight for this or straight for that. And I go, there's miracles in healing. There's miracles in going out in the grass and working on your chakras. There's miracles in flower essences and oils and frankincense. And even just if you don't have the frankincense or the crystals, I think I ran this by some lady too. I said they're tools, but they're wonderful. You know, the oils are from the ground and the flowers and all that. But even just the energy work, Carolyn, that you and I do, which I've seen you at work, you're really good. I haven't met you in person yet, but I've seen your work. You're very good. It can transform you in minutes. I mean, I just love being around people that do energy work, and I love talking to you about the energy work as well. So I think that's just marvelous. And what I do is I do a lot of the animal communication, mediumship, you know, also the energy work and healing with the chakras and the angels and the belief systems and all that too. And I tie it in with an oil blend. And what I've come up with doing is when I sit down with a client, I used to just work on them with like raindrop therapy and the different oils and all that. And I would feel certain things for people and I would put them on people. And that was awesome. But then I came up with making blends for people just out of my intuition and what I pick up for each person and their scent. Everybody's scent is different. I'll pick up this scent and that scent and three, and I'll do threes, and I'll mix it. And it's like, wow, that's their own personal scent, and it's amazing. People love it.
Yes, yeah, I think it's so powerful, and I always encourage my clients, you know, add a major HMO to go to, you know, like one of those, I want to say smell bars, but the bars where the scent bars, where you go and then see what you feel attracted to, or go to Whole Foods. They have a great list of different essential
right.
oils, and
they
use them. And I actually put, put your hand on, I put it on people, and they smell throughout the day, and it calms them. And what I learned is the quickest way to heal emotional distress is through scent, because the
yes.
part of our brain that deals with the olfactory, with smell, and the part of our brain that deal with emotions are right next to each other. So it's a really close area that they can, you know, that one can translate to another, and it can really help you. Also, so usually when people are overwhelmed, they're like, wow, this is so calming, and they're like looking for the Xanax. And I said, this could help you. Now, there are people that have extreme emotions. I'm always advocating, I have to say, do not get off your meds without talking and consulting with a doctor. But there's a lot of other ways out there within that pharmaceutical products have taken out a lot of the natural essence of healing. And that's why I'm really into indigenous mm-hmm. cultures, indigenous healing.
Me
you know,
too.
I went to a Mexican curandera. I always say it wrong, but curandero.
It's
always
okay.
say it wrong. But
I got
healer.
You.
Yeah.
It's okay. I know what you're talking about. You know, I
right.
would do that. I'd probably look at the word and try to spell it. You know, huh? How do you say that? But that's awesome. I'm into, like, all the different cultures of healing like you are. And I think it's just because my spirit was born to do that, and I love how you tie in all the different cultures too, because I'm into, you know, shamanism and the Hawaiian way, and what you were saying the other way, and all these, you know, you learn so many different things. I've learned so much from, you know, so many people. It's just awesome, and I think if we can tie that in, that's important. And I even early in my early times when I was going through my anxiety and my things that I went through, I spent 2 years with an Ayurvedic counselor and learned how to, you know, treat the body and diagnose and all that as well. And she has it on her, you know, credentials to, you know, consult with her and a doctor as you're getting off of it, because they have to kind of watch how you're doing with the medications. But it says on her thing, because she has a PhD, and I know you're into, you know, counseling as well, that, you know, she will help you get off your medications, you know, maybe even in talking to the doctor and whatever. So I always loved that credential about her, but she knew that my gift was just, you know, I was an empath, and I felt everybody's feelings, and I was intuitive and very sensitive. So, you know, I think it's cool how you do all of that.
Yeah, and it's just opening up people to different things. And I tell people as a psychotherapist, that I am an energy healer, and this is what it is. And I tell them about their chakras and the energy, and I tell them about, you know, why not go to acupuncture? And then even at the major HMO I work at, we have Tai Chi. We teach mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about this healing sense of touch. And so it's really being incorporated now, bringing in, and as we have all these different cultures coming, you know, together, I think, and all the different negativity when it comes to looking at different cultures, we have to respect a lot of their ancient wisdom, you know, of what that they've been doing for years, like peyote and ayahuasca, and, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
which
mm-hmm.
ayahuasca is, I think, more Peruvian, peyote maybe Mexican, you know. Like,
it is.
And all the, yeah,
yeah.
all the healing stuff that people have did before, or even in, you know, various African cultures, different cultures. There's Native Americans, I tell people to sage themselves,
it's,
like explain what it is.
It's coming back. It's coming back. We had sage at our fair, and we also had a lady that was doing, and you don't see it. You don't see it a whole lot, but this is what I love, is that it's coming back, all the natural remedies. But we had another woman there, and, of course, the palm readings are coming back, too, a little bit. But we had a girl in the corner that had tea, and she was reading tea leaves.
Oh, neat. Yes. Yes. And,
yeah.
a lot of that's,
and that
a lot
has
of...
not been seen in a long time. I thought, what is a tea leaf reading? And I got one a long time ago, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's another lady doing tea leaf reading. So I went up, and she has you drink the tea, and then she reads the different pictures in your tea. And I thought, look, they're bringing all this stuff back. And so, you know, it's important to look at all that stuff, even the natural remedies, you know, because like you said, the Western ways sometimes, you know, kind of don't tie in the natural ways, and there's easier ways to get through what you're going through without all the side effects.
Yeah, right. If you know somebody that can really help you. But, yeah, and I feel that a lot of times what happens is people are beginning to remember, like, oh, my God, Grandma used to do that. Oh, my aunt used to put salt
right.
in the corner when there was a spirit. Or, oh, I used to get, you know, like today I was drinking apple vinegar, you know, which is good for, like, belly fat
apple
and all these other
vinegar.
Things. Good for,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar, yes. You know, like, I had some because my legs bloated and I started to drink it and it really helped. And then I was also using Morango. It's this African man gave me that. It's Moringo, I believe. And it's a herb. And it's really good. It helps
yes.
for bloating. It helps with my knee problems. And I just put it in my juices or just put some water, and it's, you know, incredible. So I think that there's a lot of natural things we're getting back to because, you know, once you get, you know, spirit wants to heal you. And once you get into greed and, like, as the pharmaceutical companies did, and you get into, you know, just kind of like doing things just to make money and not caring about how it affects people. I think that what happens is that you lose the potency and you lose the healing ability. So I think that's why everyone's like overwhelmed and saying, no, we need something. And it doesn't feel right. Once you're more intuitive,
mm-mm.
it doesn't feel right. So I think more people are getting back to basics. Mm-hmm.
You can feel the people that have the intentions to help you and the people who have the greed, you know, negative intentions. You can really tell the difference. And something else that, you know, really clicked with me at, you know, some of the fairs that I go to and walk around to, and I keep, like you said, you know, keep nuts and berries in your bag. Back when I was training in healing early on, the older healers now, they used to have these very healthy snacks out for you when you took 3 days of healing. And I thought it was really cool. And they said, yeah, it's important to, you know, have water and eat and all that. And, you know, I really linked it when I started, you know, doing that at fairs, because I find that I might need the nuts or the berries or even, like you said, the really nice shake that you can make with fruits. I need that more than potato chips and soda and everything else that I noticed was up front at the psychic fair. I'm going, wait a minute, that's not good. It's a good thing I have my own thing in the corner here, because that's going to help me more than, you know, the rest of the psychics are going to be walking around going, oh, I'm going to crash, and I'm not going to be crashing because I've got water and the other stuff. I'm not going to go eat that stuff, you know, because I know that's going to put me in a different frame of mind. So, you know, it's always good to be mindful. I was thinking back to when, you know, you'd have those classes and it was warm and cozy and you just could go up and get some, you know, mixed nuts with fruit or whatever, and they had, you know, carrots and, you know, all the broccoli and stuff out for you to have while you took your class.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. And I feel like that, you know, everything is, again, those vending machines and everything. And now they're getting healthier, too, because you have, like, you know, granola bars and stuff. But it's all about convenience and time. And that,
mm-hmm.
you know, convenience and time, when you consider computers and iPads and all that stuff, it's all nice and exciting. But it takes away from humanity. Because when people used to go and pick their food or go to the farmer's market and then, you know, spend time with the energy of the food and cook it and you know, make it and make it healthy and put right things, that's so much more healing, and you have a community of people. Let's get together, let's make a meal together. And we've lost that community, that humanity. So I feel like working with the universe, which is like my book's about how to work with the universe has been telling me that and projecting that. And Earth is part of the universe and has been saying, like, almost, you know, come and eat the fruits of my birth. Like, if you look at all the different colors of the beautiful fruits, that's Earth. Earth is giving us abilities to heal ourselves and abilities to.
And we can make a really colorful, really colorful plate, like your red tomatoes and your green lettuce, and you can make it look really nice. Even if you're having breakfast, you can make it look like this beautiful rainbow of colors, and it's just amazing. And then you go, wow, it's my chakras, you know, because you see all these different colors. That's what I do. I like to make things really colorful when I prepare food and stuff like that too, which I've been doing a lot more of, you know, just over the last few years. So it's fun. You know, we just have a lot in common, and I like where you're going. Do you have any events coming up you want to announce before we take a quick break?
Oh, I'll have a Halloween gathering tomorrow, and Halloween, yay! So it's when the spirits, you know, are close. And that's, yeah, it's at like 6 o'clock in my office. Please RSVP. My website's intuitivesoulhealing.com. It is a potluck, healthy potluck. But what we're going to do is meditate. I'm going to do some mediumship readings. It's an annual gathering. I like to add to support, you know, the time of witches, which is, means wise one, which doesn't mean like something negative, and women's power of intuition. So I've been really this year been pushing women and their power of intuition. So that's tomorrow. And then on November 5th, a class, How to Work with the Universe, in my office. I'm going to start a so they can work out looking for the signs, synchronicity, and messages.
I'll be there in spirit, even though I'm going to St. Louis, to Maryland Heights, to do a psychic fair. I'll be there, you know, in spirit with you, trying to, you know, get some knowledge up too and see what all you're up to. Because I love what you do, and I love your knowledge of everything, and it's really cool. So I look forward to it. Maybe one of these days we'll meet in person. I just think your work and your background is amazing, and I love having you as a guest when you can come on.
Sure. You're going to Maryland. That's where my sister is. So sometimes I'm over there. Maybe one time our paths will cross.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, I'm in Missouri. Maryland was where I kind of started. That was East Coast. But now I'm in more kind of in the Midwest.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to Missouri this week, no?
I am in Missouri. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry, going to Maryland. Maybe I heard wrong. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll come back and take some callers, and I'll see you in just a second.
Awesome.
All right, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Carolyn Coolridge. She's really cool. If you get a chance, go over and check her out at intuitivesoulhealing.com. She's got an awesome workbook out on working with the universe, and she's got a book out called Honoring Your Spirit, and you can check her out. She's a very cool healer, and you can ask your questions. We're going to take caller second half, and anybody in the chat that has a question, you can type your question, or you can call in 347-237-5339, and if you'd like to ask a question, hit 1 on your keypad. We'll see you in just a minute after this commercial break.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio, so we're going to get started here. You can type your questions in the chat room if you have a question. And if you'd like to ask us a question on call, just hit 1 on your keypad if you'd like to talk to us. We're going to start taking your calls. You can check out Carolyn at intuitivesoulhealing.com. She's got an awesome web page. You can find me at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. And you can find Bethany at BethanyCAUDILL.com. So I'm also on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with 1L, and I'm going to bring Carolyn back. Like I said, check out her website. It's awesome. All right, we're going to bring Carolyn back. Welcome back, Carolyn.
Oh, great. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Thank you for coming on. So we did have a lady, Dove for Peace. She was talking about crystals or herbs. What can I use on a daily basis, especially for a hostile environment?
Hostile environments. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So in terms of crystals, well, the first thing with a hostile environment is I would call in as much light as possible. I don't know if this is work or home, but if it's work, I would call in angels, including Archangel Raphael, who's a healer, and then
Absolutely.
Archangel Michael. Yeah, Michael, who like helps with life purpose, because sometimes when environments are hostile, I don't know the whole story. What's her name? Oh, Dove, you said. It's because
Dove for Peace. She said, "Hi, ladies. What crystals or herbs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
I think, and even oils can I use in a hostile environment?
Okay. So I'm not sure which is work, but if it's work,
and
you know,
on a daily basis, and then also in a hostile environment, I'm wondering if she's talking about work, like you're saying. And then maybe just on a daily basis on her own.
Yeah. So I call in, I always put the archangels around me, Michael right, Michael right, Michael right, Raphael left, Gabriel behind and Uriel in front. And what that does is set up an energy vortex of high vibrational light, and it helps to clear a lot of negative energy. And sometimes if people are in hostile environments, it's because they're supposed to be doing something else. And the universe wants them out of there. I've been in environments like that. And when I really tune into myself and spirit, it helped me to leave. Now, she might be saying, well, I need the money and this and that. I understand. But I don't think people should be abused in life, you know. So you can kind of tune in and meditate and say, okay, what is the lesson I need to learn here today? And then let the lesson come in. It may come in your thoughts or meanings or stand up. Or to report abuse, or, you know, be the whistleblower, or, you know, to do your artwork or healing work, or to get out. It's like fight or flight. So that sometimes is important, because I talk about then how to work with the universe. I like black stones when it comes to hostility. Obsidian and black tourmaline are really good to put it on your desk or your home around that can absorb negativity. That can help. I also like essential oils and saging areas if you can.
Me too,
if you're working,
and sage, that's good.
Yeah, you can spray sage. So there's a lot of sprays, sage that you can make or sage that you can buy that's liquid that you don't have to burn. Of course, you can't burn it at work. And then you spray it either before or after. And then putting essential oils on yourself for protection. Of course, putting yourself with white light. But a lot of times you have to build up your energy. So I feel like empaths are very sensitive. I don't know if she's an empath. I'm getting. She probably is.
I think she is an empath. And what I like about the sprays is there's Palo Santo that works really well, and then there's white sage. They have both. And then sometimes you can even take the essential oils and use some purified water and make your own and just use
right.
your spray.
Oh, absolutely.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's using your creativity, which activates your spirit, and just using natural stuff that's, you know, there around your home. Like, yeah, the sage and the oils. I'm glad you explain how to do that. But I wouldn't use, in a hostile environment, I wouldn't have clear quartz crystal out because that amplifies everything. But darker stones, and there's stones of protection. There's so many. I always just look up stones of protection. Rose quartz to help ease yourself, ease your heart. If you have someone who's bipolar, lipidolite, I think is really good. There's just a lot
lipidolite.
Of mm-hmm. lipidolite, yes. Sorry.
Lipidolite. I've seen that one.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's cool. I would have pronounced it that way, too. Somebody corrected me one day, and I thought, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that. black tourmaline
right.
works. Onyx works. Those are the darker stones. Sometimes septerian, the dragon egg, that works really well. A lot of people really like to use black tourmaline or obsidian. I think
black tourmaline
is pretty much the themed stone that a lot of people, you know, use for negativity. And what I was told, just like what you said, very good advice, rose quartz, you know, because the rose quartz will send that loving, positive energy in right next to the black tourmaline that's going to, you know, keep the negativity away. So you might look into doing something like that. I would definitely recommend white sage, Palo Santos. Rose smell is really good for uplifting, or jasmine, and even lavender is kind of a calming. And even frankincense, you know, would work really well, frankincense and myrrh. So that's just, a lot of times I use frankincense and myrrh for clearing also, and even sometimes dragon's blood.
Yeah, and frankincense and myrrh and Palo Santo are really good if you have an entity, like somebody who has, you feel like they shift really well, or they look like they may have an attachment. It really clears out that very, very well. Palo Santo is excellent for that. It's like a really light sage. But of course, you can't burn that at work.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another like kind of Wiccan secret is putting pennies in the corners of areas, and metal absorbs negativity. So, yeah, somebody taught me
does.
That. I was in a Wiccan group. Yeah, so
that's
that can really
somebody
help.
Told us to put a nickel, dime, and quarter in the window, and that will draw like financial stability and help you with finances. That was something I learned also. And I agree totally with you on the Palo Santos. They actually make a spray. It's really neat. They make a white sage spray and all that. They have a frankincense spray. I've also made some of those, and they have Palo Santos and frankincense and myrrh and white sage. It's pretty neat.
Oh, absolutely.
And they
the
make
frankincense great.
Soap, too.
Yeah,
soap,
you can
like
actually
you can
put it on your
clothes,
body wash
too.
Soap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You can put it on
great.
Your clothes,
wow.
You can put it on your body in the shower and see the negativity going down the drain, brush yourself
mm-hmm.
off. There's all kinds of stuff you can do for negativity. It's a whole lesson for everybody. Everybody can
it
do
is.
That.
And what I've learned over the time, though, too, is that light workers are actually, if you're a light worker, you're actually a warrior, too, which it took me a while as a sense of soul to kind of understand that. But sometimes we have to fight the darkness and stand up to it. And sometimes fighting it is to ignore it, not to engage in it. And with the mindfulness, I say don't engage in the negativity. So since I teach the work stress group and I teach mindfulness there, a lot of people are like, he did this, he did that, he embarrassed me. And I said, like, I hear you, I hear you, and I want you to let this out. But don't engage in that. And where some of the mindfulness techniques
absolutely.
Is not to engage in the thoughts. Because when you start engaging it, what you focus on expands. So you try not to engage in it. You minimize it. And then after a while, if it's a bully, what happens is that they'll go to somewhere else where they can get a fight. Because a lot of people like to fight. They like to take out their energy. So I did that for a vet guy, and I told him, he keeps saying, well, this, I said, you know what, I hear too much of a charge. And when you have that charge in your energy, people that are of the dark, they love to hear that. They love to fight. So you got to, like, you know, shift
like
your.
It's kind of like you don't feed it. You shift your energy to something else, and then it can't stand to be there because it wants to, you know,
fight.
Let go and go somewhere else. So that's cool. Thank you, Carolyn. That's awesome. We really have a lot of the same, you know, we're on the same page with that one. We'll get ready for our next caller here, which is 314-504. You're on the line with Amanda and Carolyn. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Good.
How are you?
Okay. Good to be on here. One thing I find is a lot of times if I'm eating a meal, afterwards I get very sleepy and I tend to want to fall asleep. And I'm also wondering that, I mean, I was told that sugars and carbs kind of aren't good for me. Like one teaspoon of sugar is like 4 tablespoons for me. Some healer told me that. So I'm just, like a lot of these smoothies with all these fruits and everything, I feel like I shouldn't have. So I'm wondering, how does one decide what's, I mean, maybe you have insights, you know, what's best for each individual because everybody has specific situations where they can't have certain things.
So what is your name? And eat your first name?
My name is Jan.
John?
Jan.
Okay. So the thing is, I'm not a nutritionist, so I feel like, you know, you could also consult with like a nutritionist about our holistic health practitioner in terms of that. But I know sugar, of course, is really bad for us, you know, especially white sugar. Just in general, it makes us sleepy and it makes us lethargic. A lot of people are gluten intolerant, you know, and they eat a lot of bread and stuff and has a lot of sugar in it. So that can make you sleepy. But I would go some, like a health food store or whatever, and muscle test food because you can get a pendulum and put it over food. Do you work with a pendulum?
Yes.
Oh, you can go a pendulum, put it over food and says, is this food good for me? Is this right for me? And my pendulum will go yes or no, even quicker than it does over questions, emotional questions, because it's really, it's an inanimate object, a piece of food. And I would start making a list, and then I would meditate and say, well, what's coming up? You know, what is, you know, what is healthy and what is bad for me? But anything of the earth, and there's a lot of good movies out there to learn more about your health and eating. There's a movie called What the Health, which is really excellent. There's Forks Over Knives, and there's other movies out there. But What the Health is really big right now, and it talks about how even eating certain meats can make you really tired because your body is not used to digesting this heavy stuff, and that you can, you know, eat differently. But another thing, I don't know exactly what you're doing with your kind of work you do, but when I do readings, I feel like I do need to eat something heavy, but and it's easy, like, want to, like, to grab a burger to ground myself, but I can do that with beans. I can do that with a nice, you know, like, heavy, you know, like rice or something else that's healthier. But if I get overwhelmed by energy, I tend to eat to protect myself, which I'm learning to get out of and learning to build up my own protection and making better choices in life so I'm not drained in situations where I don't even need to be there. Is that helpful to you?
I also can't get rid of some belly fat, and I'm just wondering, no one really knows, I guess, the answers, but it's like, you know, a lot of it might have to do with your blood type or your metabolism or your ancestry to figure out what foods. But I don't know what your thoughts are on all that. But
it does. And that apple cider vinegar, you can do research on it. It's supposed to be helpful for belly fat. So, you know, I would, you know, if you can find a nutritionist or do some research online, and if you're not a sensitive person, you can probably do your own own research and do your own diet. But if you're very sensitive or have allergies, I would get a professional to help you. But there's and also if you get into the hormonal stage, you get older, you're in menopause or premenopause, you know, like the body doesn't respond as quickly. I know my body completely changed when I started going through menopause. But you can get food and diets that are better for you, that you can lose weight in a different ways. But there's a lot of – and I lose weight very easily in that area when I eat raw food, you know, roughage. But I do like fish, so that's not always good for losing weight. But it's better than meat. So there's a lot of different things you have to do personally.
Is raw food in the winter, is it good to have warm foods versus, I can understand the summers and the spring having airy vegetables and fruits, but in the winter, isn't it better to have deeper roots and kind of like warm things?
Yeah, and I think it does depend on who you are, you know, cultural heritage, like where you're born and all that stuff. I mean, the Chinese medicine, when I've gone to acupunctures, they're not into raw. They like, you know, there's warm food, there's cold food, there's different times of the year. So it really depends on you, you know. I feel like that you need some kind of holistic practitioner to work with to figure that out a little bit more. If you're in my office, I would muscle test certain things for you. But if your body craves warm, it's probably because it needs it, you know. And I mean, there's times when I just crave raw food, and I just know I need lettuce, or I know I need greens, or I know I need this, a little piece of salmon. And salmon is really good for, you know, the omegas if you're having hot flashes. So, I mean, there's certain things you crave that you kind of know. But, yeah, you need to, you know, get a professional person if you have a sensitive palate to what you need to eat. And aren't you into Ayurvedic, Amanda, you said?
Yeah, I am. I do a lot of Ayurveda. I'm getting back more into that. You know, sometimes you can kind of sway back and forth, you know, depending on how you're feeling, you know, kind of like you were talking about earlier. But, yeah. I do still do a lot of that.
Yeah, because that has to do with your body types and the body positioning and the density and all that other stuff, right? Correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Sure. Okay, our next caller is area code 209. You're on the line with Amanda and Carolyn, how are you?
Fine. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Carolyn. It's wonderful to speak with you.
Oh, you too. What is your name?
It's actually Marlene, but I go by Mar.
Mar, okay. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good.
It's no great show. I want to see that film, What the Health. That sounds
so
interesting
excellent.
To me.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going to look that up.
It also,
oh, yeah,
one thing that's really interesting about it, it shows like how certain companies invest in not healing you. Like the Cancer Society invests in like certain types of foods. I can't even get into it, but it's wonderful. It like how the sponsors are actually foods that don't help you, that keep the illness alive. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I know, and I know raw eating too, just raw vegetables and snacking on that helps me so much, and then I get out of the habit of doing it, and then I pay for it, you know, if I'm not doing it.
Oh,
right.
You do.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you more of an intuitive question about kind of like somebody I'm interested in and just see what you get. There was someone I thought that was going to step up about within the last maybe year or two, and he never did. So there's someone else I'm interested in. His name is James, and I just thought I would ask you what you see.
Okay, Marin James. Let's see, Marin James. I hear the word analytical thinker. Is he very analytical?
I think so. I am as well.
Okay, so that's a connection. Show me, like, country around him. Do you know if he likes the outdoors or anything like that? Hike.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Oh, okay, James, I'm just trying to get him before. It feels like a good, I get communication, a lot of communication needs to happen. They're showing me like a broken heart, so I don't know if he just went through something. It looks like it's healing. I see stitching. So there's something that... some pain in his heart that maybe make it a little difficult at first, more like a friendship, but be open to it. How did you meet him? Did you know him or know of him?
No, this is actually somebody that I'm going to connect with through my writing.
Oh, okay. So, oh, it's not for love?
Oh, I would like it to be.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why I got the communication, the writing, because it feels like, back and forth for a while and talking. And then I would first just take it as a friendship and build that up, because
okay.
Especially if it's something professional, I don't think you want to not mix it, but maybe that's why it's coming across that way. But he's open for he's ready for something different. I don't know what that means. Why you guys would be different? He's ready for something different. A lot of good ideas he has.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
Thank you. Yeah, that's very interesting. So
he's very
I appreciate
smart,
that.
Too. They're saying he's smart, or I don't know if he has an intellectual way of looking at things. But there's I get the mind like spinning a lot. Is he like a co-writer or somebody you have to submit something to?
I have to submit it to him.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's why. You want to keep it professional first.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I would absolutely
just see
do
where
that
it goes.
In the beginning. You bet.
Yeah, okay.
Bet. No, I appreciate that very much. So I'm going to ask another really quick question. I do have arthritis in my legs, mostly my knees. What do you think I need to be taking to combat that?
With the Indian thing, I'm trying to think of that orange thing. You know what it is, Amanda. Do you use a pendulum yourself?
Yes.
You do. So, okay, it's the spelling of this word. Moringa is really anything for inflammation. Now, I had arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture worked wonders on that, some acupunctures. Moringa, Moringa, I would go to the store and put a pendulum over it and see. Turmeric, I'm sorry, that's the orange thing. Turmeric is excellent for inflammation. It's kind of known. Turmeric, T-U-M-E-R-C, and they put it in curry a lot. You could get it in the juice form, the liquid form.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay, you're getting something different, Mara, arthritis. Okay, so has there been fear of moving forward? Is it in your legs?
Yes.
Are you have fear of moving forward?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because my spirit guide jumped in and he says it's more connected to emotions. So if you can start imagining yourself moving forward, actually doing walks, and actually convincing yourself on some level that you're supported by spirit, asking the universe to come and support you, some of those symptoms are going to go away. Okay, so I would do it, the emotional and the physical, the turmeric, if you're not allergic to it. But then also I can step forward in my life. I can move forward. I have the ability. I feel like you've been knocked down in the past, and you had to get back up. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so then it's a little bit nervous to move forward. But just calling the angels and God, I don't blame you. Whoever went through it felt like I was pushed back really hard, and I was very hurt. So that you can get your angels to support you, and that's like how my book, How to Work with the Universe, just start asking the universe to support me. Show me the next signs. Show me if this person is right to work for me. And then if not, they'll say block it if it's not right or move forward if it is. Well, as co-creators in the universe, we have the right to start asking and dialoguing and asking for information. You know, should I use this? You know, how can I move forward? And another thing is, like, they're saying don't be scared because, you know, it's almost like whatever you went through, which was very painful, it did make you stronger. And it made you, and you got over some hump that you needed to, you know?
Yep, that's right.
So, like, it was part of, like, you know, this path, but you don't have to go back to that level. And you learn some lessons. You have to write down 5 things that you learned from that situation. You know, not just strength, self-compassion. I get discernment. Did you have to be discerning now?
Yes.
There's something, So write it down and meditate and say, okay, thank you, God, universe, for this experience, because the message in spirituality is that we create a lot of these things, our soul, not our personalities, 2 different things, so that we can learn and grow. And it's like, but I don't, you know, be more gentle. I don't want to go back there. And help me gently to move forward. So going along with that, writing down the 5 things, getting the turmeric, getting the angel to support you, and saying, and you really need to use block it if it's not right. Like, really, like, block it. Because I think your heart is very open, and you kind of give a lot, and you get crapped on. Is that true?
Have in the past. I'm getting much better about just walking away. Right?
Good.
That's how I was when I was younger, and now I'm that way again. It's that, you know, if people rub me wrong, I'm just out. I'm done. You know,
So discernment, the gift of discernment, but your heart is very compassionate and very open. So I don't know what you're writing, but I feel like I feel pulled to want to read it. Is it a some kind of story, or it feels like it pulls on the heartstrings. Does that make sense?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Anything that I do has to have emotion in it. I write all kinds of things.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it just feels like something I want to. You must be a good writer.
Thank you, yeah. I'm actually a lyricist and screenwriter, and I'm working on a novel series. So.
Oh, yeah, that series feels good. I know what
it is.
Thank you. But you want to call in since you have that gift, call in the muses to assist you to make it something. But you're supposed to also elevate the planet on some level. You know, with some of your work and stuff. This is not just making money. It feels like I want to really have people think and look at things. And also something to do with humanity, treat each other differently. Does that make sense?
Well, I know that my mission or part of my mission is humanitarian work, but I have to be, please don't misunderstand this, but I have to be making quite a bit of money to be able to do that correctly.
Uh-huh, yes, and that's fine if that's part of it. But it's just, I feel like it's not just that, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a dual, you know, like kind of like Star Wars made a lot of money, but it made us think about the stars, you know, and that there really are wars out there, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. No.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. The information has just been wonderful. I took notes, and I'll listen to it in archives. But thanks so much, Amanda, and thank you, Carolyn, and you have a very blessed day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Carolyn, that was really good. You gave her some really good tips.
Yeah, and then, you know, whatchamacallit, my guy just stepped in and said, wait, you know, I've been connecting with higher guides lately that are very much into the mind, body, spirit. So, yeah, hopefully she'll do well.
Oh, that's wonderful. So do you have time for any more callers, or do you need to go?
I have a little bit of time, and I invite people also to connect to my group, How to Work with the Universe, on Facebook. It's a group you have to join in, and I answer questions there too, short questions about universal knowledge, you know, how to work with the universe, because I'm very big with us becoming co-creators and being, you know, more active participants in our soul life here on Earth. Yeah, sure, I could take some more. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many more would you like to do? One or two?
Yeah, one or two. We'll see where the time goes. That one,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, our next caller is 573. You're on the line with Amanda and Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hi. How are you? What's your name?
Great.
My name is Marilyn.
Marilyn. Great. Marilyn.
Okay. Yes. We rhyme. Marilyn, Carolyn.
Right, right. I said Marilyn before. Maybe I heard you coming in.
Yeah. I have a pendulum as well, and I want to know, one of my questions is, I take a lot of supplements, and some of them I feel have not been either good for me or I don't need them anymore. So should I use that over them or should I just muscle test them?
Well, you know, you can do both, but I hear really clearly detox. Were you thinking of doing some kind of detox? I heard herbal detox. Do you need to detox? Does that make sense?
Like, I'm going to be probably a little personal. Maybe a coffee enema, I was thinking.
It feels like through the other way, the stomach. Like, let me hear. Okay. It's almost like I'm hearing system overload. Your system is overloaded. So
okay.
Too many stuff. So it's like some of them are canceling each other out. So I would try to do, I don't know, where are you located?
In Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Okay. So I don't know if there's, because I know of places here, but sometimes you can get these like colon detoxes, which just goes through your body.
Right.
And like eating or like eating raw or eating. So just like a lot of greens, just getting stuff out. But it just feels like, overloaded. I keep hearing overloaded.
Is the liver overloaded more so than anything?
I'm getting colon.
Or the colon?
Colon, yeah. And liver's not as bad. Have you been working on forgiveness or something? Or letting
yes.
go? Yeah.
Yeah,
because,
letting go.
Yeah, because you're usually when you haven't, the liver is really toxic, but your liver, to me, intuitively, does not look inflamed. It looks like you've been letting things go, which is
yes.
good. Yeah, that's
yeah.
excellent. And I feel like it's more just like getting too many things at one time and just like one or two switches. And if you get, you know, like these switches in terms of what you're taking, but if you can get someone, you can hold it to your chest with one hand and then have somebody muscle test with the other hand, you can easily figure out which ones you don't need. And I don't know what they are, but I get just a brief detox. And you need more water. Yeah.
I was just talking about that for the last 2 days, I have not hardly drank any water.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
not me. I am a water-aholic, and that is so not me. And I don't know what has happened, but something's made me not want it.
I think it's because you're, you know, like a system overload. You're kind of backed up
mm-hmm.
with too much stuff. So it's not, you're not, your cells can, like, scream for water, but if you have too much stuff in the system, they can't get that signal. So I think that's
okay.
part of it. So drinking water would help detox it with some lemon if you're not allergic. And I would, I feel like I see you at some kind of pharmacy. It's like a holistic pharmacy. And I feel like you could talk to somebody. They can really help you, too, on a little quick detox if that's what you want. It's nothing anything serious, but I just feel like, you know, it's like having, do you take like four or five things?
I take about 22.
Oh, my God.
But
22
mainly
supplements?
There's five in particular ones that I take just about every day. They're wheatgrass.
Yes. Okay, those five are the ones that they're focusing on. I don't know what the other ones are for. Or like there needs to be like a shift in them, in two of them. And
okay,
I think there's
the
some of
the five are to fight cancer cells. So
to fight, oh, they all are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you struggling with cancer right now?
I say it's gone, but they don't. Pancreatic, correct,
ooh,
yes.
Okay. Were you on the, okay. I think, did I talk to you before? Years ago? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. So maybe that's.
I think
that,
so.
Uh-huh.
I think
right.
so because, you know, I'm keep re-saying I've talked to her. I've talked to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, again, then with that, I would really, you know, that's somebody, like, if that's, you know, diagnosis comes up, I would be, it'd be easier for me, like, if I saw you in person or something, but I would, of course, go to the, you went holistically, though, right?
I did chemo and holistic.
Good, good, yeah. But I would really, you know, talk to, that's why I feel like you need consultation, but you can muscle test that, too, to make sure. But getting rid of that anger was wonderful. I could feel the difference. And any resentments, cancer is the energy of resentment, and just letting go and just knowing that this is a life, you know, not path, but, like, we all come here to learn and to grow and to let that go. There's something else. You might want to, there's a book called, because you've looked up some stuff, it's called Metaphysical Anatomy. It's a new kind of book out there, and it may be out for a while, but it's huge. And if you can get to the store and just look it up and look at what it says about the type of cancer you have, it's really deep on a deep level, because emotions always fuel diseases, you know? And sometimes they're not just our emotions. They're emotions of our ancestors, because our cells have memories. And I have the book right here. And I feel like that may also help on a deep level. But you said the doctors say it's clear, but you...
I say it's clear, but they... Well, it's all stable at this point. I haven't had chemo since June. My last scan was in October, the 1st or 2nd of October, and that came back stable.
Mm-hmm. And when did how long ago were you diagnosed?
2014.
Oh, wow. Wow, you've really made a shift from the the norm.
Right.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. Yeah. But, of course, you know, because I'm not a licensed medical person, that you have to, of course, that connect you to your own, you know, medical team.
Right.
But, yeah, there's some stuff on here on page 246. It says it's basically a bubbling volcano, calm facade. So it's a lot of good stuff. It's like 2 pages long. I would look it up, because it feels like this woman's from Australia, and she has new, it's kind of like Louise Hayes, but it's really in depth. So I would recommend that. Okay.
Yeah, I think she should look at that book, too. You Can Heal Your Life's a good one that she should read, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then the other thing, real quick, what we do now, is this what we are going to continue doing, or are we going to eliminate and go smaller?
Okay, in terms of what specifically?
Our position of living. Where we live.
Okay, so ask it again, Marilyn.
Are we basically going to stay here?
Who's we?
And my husband and I.
Okay.
On this area that we live on, and do the same thing we do now, or are we going to go smaller?
It feels like smaller at one point. I feel like a bit of streamlining, but it doesn't feel extreme. And do you mean like getting rid of stuff?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was there stuff, I mean, is it extra stuff you need to get rid of?
Extra land.
Land, okay. I do hear smaller.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
there's a lot of decisions.
In Missouri would be the best.
To stay in Missouri?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like home to me. It feels like home. I don't feel like I'm moving away from that. Is there something called South Missouri?
Amanda, is there?
I think so. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I don't know. South Missouri, S-O, I get. I'm assuming that's South.
Yeah,
are you in Missouri now, Marilyn?
Yes, that's where I am now, in Missouri.
Is there there's supposed to be a northern part and a southern part?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're at more northern right now. Yeah.
You're at more what?
I'm north right now, I believe.
Oh.
More northern.
I get something about southern.
See, that's where we was going to head, was south.
Oh, okay.
Down down towards Georgia, Alabama.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I feel like that could be an option that comes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I understand where you're coming from.
Uh-huh.
Sell some of this and get something down south. I think that's what...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I get
it. Yeah, they want nothing like right away. It feels like I want to stabilize myself a little bit more, but then it's going to come up. But I just feel like physical stuff you got to get rid of, like, not just land. Like in the home, is there clutter or something? Like not a whole bunch,
yes.
But oh, okay.
Not a whole bunch, but yes, unwanted things. Unwanted things.
Yeah, so I would get rid of that because it's stagnant energy, and you want the cleansing. You know, maybe that's why that the detox came up too, because like it's kind of like the same thing of letting things go. And remember, the liver is about releasing everything, and the liver and the pancreas are really close. So it's about getting rid of stuff. So you can get it real figuratively in the environment, and your environment can take on your body stuff too, you know. So when you release your environment, you're releasing in your body. Just like how animals can take on physical things from people, your environment
right.
can create physical things. So you want to clear out as much as possible. And anything that else is important, whenever this occurred in 2014, like what was going on in your life that triggered that, that might be the opening of the wound, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a bad job or anger at a parent, dying or something. Then I would go into that time and try to heal that and, you know, like look at it differently. Like it was just, this is a dream. We can wake up in the dream and not, you know, take it on as, you know, not feel victimized. It's really important if you have any feeling of victimization when it comes to that, to let it go and shift it, meaning understand it was just a lesson and then not to take it in, because that that was where the beginning of the impetus comes in, you know. And you know, that's in, usually has a lot of rage attached to it. Pancreas, liver, whenever I do my meditation, I always clear out the pancreas and the liver, because that's where we hold our rage. So just saying, you know, all is well. And, you know, whatever people do, it comes back to them. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't even wait and look, know it's universal law, and know that you can, you know, that you don't want to hold on to it, because they say, like, unforgiveness, I know you've worked on this. It's like holding a hot coal expecting the other person to get burned. So they'll eventually get their own coal.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I feel a lot healthier than I did back in 2014. Actually, 2007 is when it all started, but they didn't find it until 2014.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
You know, that's interesting that it's been that long and you're surviving and doing things. So I would go back to 2007. That's kind of miraculous because you know, that's a pretty severe, serious diagnosis. It can be. But I believe people can overcome things.
Right.
So, and there's a lot of good research on, you know, going through that. And, I mean, there's a couple of people online that healed that disorder. Have you ever heard of a guy named Adam? Adam, I forgot his name now. His first name, he was like 16, and he had all these weird spiritual experiences and kept having these Native Americans come to him and this big crow, whatever. He's in Vancouver. Look up Adam the Healer. And he only used his first name because he was only 16 when he healed this guy of pancreatic cancer. But, he healed a rock star, a rocker. I don't remember the rocker's name. But a lot of it has to do with energy and moving the energy. So it feels like you're moving the energy, and it's like it's not stuck. It's movable, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would just look up just for inspiration and keeping those ideas of people who've healed it.
See, that's why I don't understand why they can't tell me if that tumor is dead or alive, because, you know, it just sits there. It's just wrapped around the artery. It just sits there.
Hmm.
You know, why can't they tell me it's dead or alive?
The medical team?
Right, yes.
Because they have they have a different way of looking at stuff like that. And what have they said to you?
They just say it's non-surgical removal, and you know, and it, you know, it will. They say eventually it will grow again. That's what they tell me, and I said, "Oh no, it's not. Oh no, it's not."
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're really.
They try to give you bad energy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the way that they're trained. They,
right.
You know, look at things. There's a new movie out too. It's called Heal, and it talks a lot about that. H-E-A-L. It talks about medical connected to intuitive healing. I think Michael Bernard Beck was in it a couple. It just came out in L.A. I couldn't get to see it. But, you know, looking at and working with that, but getting anything to connect with the what happened in 2007 at the time and releasing that, it can also help different things. But you have to, I can't dismiss the medical side, too. They're trained. I worked in a medical facility for 10
right.
years. I still do. I'm still on call. And it's just a very different mentality. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's,
right.
You know.
Yeah, but I always say the naysayers, I try not to listen to the naysayer.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I hear you. I understand
so,
your life.
Yeah. Yes, very, yes. And Amanda,
yeah.
Amanda's been a great help. I mean, she gives me, you know, she's done oils on me. She's done, you know, healing on me. She's done all kinds of things. So she's helped a lot.
Wow.
A lot. I give her a lot of credit. My husband, he's just wonderful.
He
researched so much. It's
beautiful.
Unbelievable.
I'm
yeah.
glad you're supported that way. That's beautiful.
Yes. And I carry
yeah.
my stones. I got rocks. I got boulders.
That's good. Do you know about Anita Morjani?
Yeah, she's got plenty of rocks.
What's that?
She's got plenty of stones.
Yes.
Do you know about Anita Morjani?
No.
Oh, look her up. My God. She's a Hay House author. It's Anita. Last name is Morjani. And she is an Indian woman who was diagnosed with cancer throughout her whole body, and it was lymphoma, I think. She had basically large gator-like tumors all over her body. And she went to the other side when she was almost dying. She's in a coma for several days, and her whole body was filled with it. And she realized, now you have to, you know, keep open when you see her, very loving woman. And she said that she realized for her that the cancer came to her because of she was not giving away too much. Like, I'm sorry, she wasn't taking care of herself. So
mm-hmm.
she was giving to other people over herself for long
that
periods of time. Okay, so yeah, you might really like her because I just popped the name in my head. And she said, I don't want to blame people and say I attracted the cancer because that's big in New Age. Like, it came to me because I did this. Because she goes, that puts more of a victimhood. She's very sophisticated. It's a different way of looking at it. She goes, because of me giving so much, I was giving away my life force, so it was easier for the cancer to grow. And then when she came back, she said, nope, I'm not going to do that. She learned the lesson from the other side, and then the cancer was completely dissipated. It's a miracle story. She has many, many, many YouTubes. I just watch her just for the love energy she gives off. It's fantastic. I've seen her live in person. She's beautiful, a beautiful soul. I highly recommend you look at her book or look at her web. Just look at her videos about her because she had cancer, so she could talk there, you know, in a different way. And some of the stuff she thinks about karma, she's Indian, thinks about karma very differently, you know, and
mm-hmm.
she doesn't look at it as being like what you did comes back to you. She looks at it as just energy. It's just, it's very sophisticated, so I'll leave you with that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you, ladies, for talking with me today.
Thank you. God bless
yeah,
you, Marilyn.
Thank
I'll put
you.
You on my prayer list.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, we have one more question, and then I'm going to have to end the show, Carolyn.
Okay. Sure.
We have Anne Marie, and she would like to know, she met a new guy. His name is John. Does she have a future with him?
Anne Marie.
Anne Marie and John.
Because it just feels like it's just a couple. It doesn't feel that long. And they have to get to
mm-hmm.
know each other better. It just feels very new. A couple months, maybe a couple weeks, 2 to 3, I get. I like to hear people's
mm-hmm.
voices.
Yeah, I do
potential.
Too. She kind of hasn't. called in, but I do feel like it is good too, and I think that you're right, time, and it is a new relationship. So,
yeah.
Thank you very much for being my guest today, Carolyn. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And again, my book is How to Work with the Universe. That's a workbook. And my other book is Honor Your Spirit. Available on Amazon.
Awesome. Awesome. Check it out, everybody. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Check out my website, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. Check out Bethany, BethanyCaudill.com, and check out Carolyn, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Carolyn, for coming on. Have a great
day,
everybody.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Still there?
And the funny thing is, that girl, thank you.